the south-south, southeast, and the north have emerged as regions likely to produce the next president of Nigeria in 2007. The south-south region is made up of minority ethnic groups, mainly in the oil-rich Niger Delta. The southeast region is dominated by ethnic Igbos, and the north has been the dominant force in Nigeria's political landscape. Northern politicians say they only ceded power to the south in 1999 to appease the southwest following the cancellation of the 1993 presidential ballot, widely believed to have been won by Moshood Abiola, a Yoruba businessman. Groups in the troubled Niger Delta have become incensed in recent weeks over suggestions they lack quality candidate to fill the top job. A militant Delta leader, Mohammed Powell, said the South-South deserves a larger voice in Nigerian politics.
How many times have you not ruled this country? Several times. The world has ruled. Everybody has ruled. And you say Ijaw is the fourth largest tribe in Nigeria. Ijaw has not produced president. Ijaw has not produced vice president. You are expecting our oil, expecting our wealth, using to manage this business called Nigeria, and you expect us to be happy. You send military against us.
But the political analyst in Abuja, Marty Oku, says there is an unhealthy trend for ideology-free politics in Nigeria. He says money, individual self-interest, and ethnicity have emerged as powerful tools for electoral success.
But what happens on health is that nobody's talking about issues here. Nobody's talking about program. It is this cry of our turn. Our turn for whom and our turn to do what? Nigerians want specific answers on the national question. How do we come out of this quagmire, economic and political? How do we move forward? How do we address our imbalanced federation? How do we deal with a situation where a president in a democracy would dip his hands into the national kale and walk away with it without any apologies? And then nobody's talking. That's not democracy.
Next year's elections should mark the first time an elected president hands power to another since independence from Britain in 1960. Oku says the Nigerian system concentrates too much power in the hands of the president. And this, he said, has become the magnet that drives the power struggle in Nigeria.
He who gets Abuja, by which I mean as a rock, gets everything. There is so much power concentrated in Abuja as a rock. The hangover of prolonged military rule. We have the lopsided federation, in fact the unity street, operates as a federal government.
The parliament last month rejected an amendment to the constitution that would have allowed Obasanjo to run in elections next year. Analysts say the political scene in Africa's top oil producer has been thrown into a state of flux. Violence remains a feature of political life in Africa's most populous country, and the build-up to the elections has been marred by ethnic clashes and attacks on the oil industry. Gubeda Costa for VOA News, Abuja.